Hiya, Big Show fans. Randy here with the show notes. Just real quickly. Hey, it's Labor Day. Happy Labor Day to you. Hope you get to enjoy the time off, if you have the time off. Of course, if you don't, well, God bless you for taking one for the team. This is an encore edition of the John Boy and Billy Show. It originally aired on Friday, April 17th, 2020. Enjoy.
Cock-a-doodle-doo. Hey, John Boy and Billy. Yeah, I see Tater, Randy, Jackie, Andy behind the glass. Pillars moving around. But, yeah, not as many leftovers as usual during this. Stay at home and stay at work.
Why can't we just stay home?
There's less of us and no leftovers. That's crazy.
You know why we're here? Because there's more food here than there is at home.
That's true. Yeah. All right. Well, it is Friday. Let's see. April the 17th. Today is National Cheese Ball Day.
Oh, I love a cheese ball.
Hey, cheese ball. I like a cheese ball too, man. That'd be nice to eat.
No. I'm not going to get a cheese ball.
Come on. Nope. Port wine? Uh-uh. No.
Hey, it's National Crawfish Day. Ooh, some old mud bugs would be good this morning.
With a cheese ball on the side.
Yeah, got sucked heads. Oh, God. That's good stuff, boy. I need Monty to come back from Louisiana and bring some.
No, he can't come.
I think he's busy with National Clean Out Your Medicine Cabinet Day, which it also is today.
Don't worry, he ain't around New Orleans. He's down in the boonies there in Louisiana.
His birthday was Monday, so I forgot to tell you to tell him happy birthday. So let's send him a birthday shout out.
All right, yeah. Happy birthday, Monty.
Did you have mud bugs?
Yeah, he is a mud bug. Okay, so, and then the only other thing, some National Haiku Poetry Day, which, oh no, it's just Japanese poetry.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've heard
it. You've seen it, and you've probably heard it. It's very weird.
Yeah.
You probably had an assignment to do one when you were in school.
Maybe it was China Poetry Day. Come up with one. Roses are red, violets are blue. Thanks for the virus. Screw you. I just made that up.
Wow. You. Where do you get this stuff? You
need get to this man a cheese ball.
You need to be teaching some of these kids who are out of school right now.
That was not a haiku.
No, it wasn't. All right. Well, we got 3 days in history saved up. We'll get our first prize package out and get you ready to play Outburst. All right. Let's wake up. Big Show's on the radio. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. First prize pack we play for this morning, a Mount Olive Pickle Prize Pack. It includes a Mount Olive hat, T-shirt, stainless tumbler, and Munchies, the portable pickle in a pouch. Available at grocery stores near you from the Mount Olive Pickle Company, making great products since 1926 at the corner of Cucumber and Vine. Let's get you ready to win 3 dates in history. Where we get our categories. April 17th, it was this date, 1937, Daffy Duck, Petunia Pig, and Elmer J. Fudd, as Egghead, made their debut. So, yeah, I was wondering, did Petunia stutter like Porky?
Petunia was never a big part of the Warner Brothers thing.
It wasn't. So they was trying
they
to get...
put her on the jelly glasses and stuff like that every once in a while. Yeah.
I actually looked it up, and I found one that had a clip of her actually speaking, and she did not stutter.
Okay. So
she sounded like all the other ones from that era.
That's about right.
Yeah. Porky.
Yep. Trying to get Porky a girlfriend. She just got on everybody's nerves, I guess.
Oh, puppy, puppy, please.
You're so cute.
All right, move up to this date, 1980. Police in Lansing, Michigan arrested 3 adult sisters after the trio was reported to be randomly ringing doorbells while they were running around their neighborhood nude after smearing their bodies with mustard.
Which was also a Bugs Bunny cartoon at one time, by the way.
Ladies said they were looking for the Garden of Eden. Cops said the women were stoned out of their minds.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. I think probably see that now. Somebody just snapping. All right, let's spread mustard on us. Run around the neighborhood and ring doorbells.
I have not made this a secret. Before this is over with, I have not sent this to you guys? I promise you. that I am going to set up my camera at the end of this hallway, and it's a big building. It goes all the way down, and I'm going to take my pants off, and I'm going to walk all the way down, around, and all the way back down.
You're going to need a bigger jar of mustard.
Why would I do it? Because I can. I'm the last guy out, and I can do as I please.
You can, but should you?
I should.
You go get some boxers, you go do it in your tidy whities.
Oh, tidy whities for sure.
I know. I was like, make it interesting. Get some, like, funny boxers on
you. No, if you do that, then, see, then you're just being showy.
I heard
y'all
discussing this. So, yes. Yeah, there's
I'm
a plan.
Do it.
You might end up in lockdown for about 12 to 18 months doing that.
And I'm going
to. That'll be our video of the day then. All right. Finally, it was on this date in 03. A drunken 34-year-old research scientist in Axbridge, England, stumbled home and fell asleep in a house where he had lived 7 years earlier.
I've been with Randy when he's actually done that one, too.
Police were called when a teenager came home to find the intruder asleep in the teen's bed. Mm. Police took the scientist to his own home and did not file charges.
Obviously not a rocket scientist.
Someone's sleeping in my bed.
All right, well, there's our categories. 1-800-BIG-SHOW is your toll-free line across America. We play Outburst next. Superfly. Good morning. This is a Big Show on the radio. For your Friday. Right, video today. This dog has perfected the most painful way to go downstairs. It's a male dog. He's a boy. That's almost a.
I know,
Pearl. Pearl's a girl. Even painful for her to watch him. So.
He does not approve.
Check it out at thebigshow.com to get a chance. All right. Now let's get our Friday winning beginning.
Let's play Outburst. It's the game that anyone can win. John Boy and Billy give you prizes from the big prize bin. Let's go meet contestant number one. This should really be a lot of fun. When you're playing Outburst, have a hurry up and guess time. You'll have the best time. You'll have a big show time.
Contestant number one is Kimberly from Jackson, Tennessee.
We'll have a big showtime.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was Pearl, not you. Sorry. I was
Kimberly, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, how you doing so far?
I'm good. Better once I win.
Doggone it. Tater, what are you doing with you and Pearl talking about over there?
I don't know what she's trying to tell me. Well,
Pearl is picking
hungry.
The weak one out of the herd to give her some treats first thing this morning.
Whoa.
I heard the conversation. It's Pearl going, bark, bark, bark. Mm. And then Marcy going, shh.
Oh, yeah. That is usually how it goes.
All right. Well, Kimberly, hopefully my dog don't get you off track here.
Shh. All right. Well, I got seven of them over here.
Okay, good. You're good with it.
You get me fired. All right.
Apparently, you're better than we are.
All right, Kimberly, here we go. Category number one. In 5 seconds, three cartoon characters. Ready, go.
Elmer Fudd, Petunia Pig, and Daffy Duck.
All right. Look at you. See, that's the way you listen them legs up to get them in there. All right, baby, here we go. Category number two. We need three food condiments. Ready, go.
Mayonnaise, mustard, ketchup.
Bam. And for the win, three places to fall asleep in your house. Ready, go.
The bed, floor, couch.
That again.
The floor. I want to hear the story.
Okay, works. Kimberly, we're sending you the Mount Olive Pickle Prize Pack. It's headed over to you, Jackson.
Oh,
All right.
Good deal. Hang on.
Thank you.
All right, Kevin. Thank you. Glad you won. Hang on for Jackie. Bottom of the hour, time for the top of your news. And in about 20 minutes, we'll call and wake Zach's girlfriend Mary Jane up. Get some deep thoughts. Hang on. Big Show's on the radio Friday, April the 17th. We're talking earlier about Petunia Pig. Made her debut on this date along with Daffy Duck and Elmer J. Fudd. That Porky girlfriend. Wonder what she sounded like. Hey, we found some tape. Here's Petunia's first speaking role here.
Buff sings you and you have a big what?
Oh, so she did stutter. Oh.
Hanson, we miss you. We love you, buddy.
All right. He's not listening.
Hey, we're talking to Greg Ward later today. Greg, St. Louis, where Hanson's living now.
So 5 miles from his house.
Yeah, that's why I don't do that. Oh, man, but Petunia, hey, she did have the first song that she sang on her first cartoon. Yeah, we have that, too. Go ahead.
I like her.
Jackie, that was Pillar's idea.
I hate y'all.
I think it was Tater's.
No, it was. You stop that. It was not.
Y'all, pull yourselves together here. Big Show's rolling on. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Here we go.
And now, deep thoughts with Zach, the weed guy's girlfriend, Mary Jane.
Hey. What's up, dude? Hey. Sorry about my voice. I haven't, talked to anybody. How's your lockdown going?
All right.
Still all right?
Yeah, we're all right, yeah.
All right. Dude, I've been kind of just, chilling on the couch and thinking about stuff. Y'all want to hear some of this?
Sure.
Absolutely.
Cool. Hey, I was thinking, remember when they invented the self-checkout and everybody was like, what? I'm not doing that. Yeah, but now it seems like the greatest idea ever.
Yeah.
Right? Oh. No? I thought it was cool. I bet a hospital is the only place in the world that has an emergency entrance and an emergency exit. All right, okay, I've been alone. I've been having some crazy dreams, like nightmares are so weird. It's like your brain makes up a story and tries to scare you with it while you're asleep. I'm like, hey, brain, what's up with that? I wonder, what did mom say to get a picky baby to eat before they invented the airplane? Zach says it was probably, open up, here comes the choo-choo. Okay, but what was it before that? Open up, here comes the horsey. That would be, way too weird.
Yeah, for sure.
You know how annoying it is when a dog barks and a bunch of other dogs start barking too? Well, what if all the other dogs are just telling the first dog to, like, shut up?
Awesome.
Best part of my day lately, y'all, anytime I see a celebrity at home on a webcam and I think, wow, their kitchen is even crappier than mine. You do that? Yeah. You know who's the most famous celebrity ever? Darth Vader. He's so famous, like, people recognize him just from his breathing. It's true. If that Where's Waldo guy ever puts on a different shirt, like, nobody is ever going to be able to find him. Every restaurant has a drive-thru if you're crazy enough.
What?
Drive on through, man. Hey, what if like, some science dude already discovered a drug that, like, cures everything, but we don't know it yet because it doesn't work on rats? Only ones they work on. Last year, everybody's favorite celebrities were pro athletes and movie stars, and this year, it's the DoorDash guy. Okay. Right. I was also thinking, one of my last thoughts, half an inch doesn't really seem like a lot, right? Till you sit down on a toilet with a seat up. Y'all been quarantined too long. All right, that's it for now. Like, I gotta go. Y'all keep rocking and I'll keep thinking, all right? Later, dude.
Deep Thoughts is brought to you by Hargrave's Meated Pot Product, because it's 420 somewhere.
Good morning. You got the Big Show on the radio. More chances for you to win coming up after your news, weather, and sports.
I didn't see you there. Yeah, this is Professor Merwin Hannaday, head of Big Show Science and History Division, and you're listening to two boys who are destined to be history. John Boy and Billy on the Big Show. When I say they'll be history, I didn't mean to imply a negative. I simply meant that they'd what did I mean?
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio, Friday morning. All right. Good reminder, you are in and out, catching the Big Show, catch the whole thing on the John Boy Billy's Late Risers podcast. Drops about an hour and a half after we finish the broadcast, 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 Central. Yeah, we got some emails from thebigshow.com. You communicate with us, classic bit of the morning, always the last hour of the show. We'd like to hear there, but... Got one from Todd here. I missed nearly all of the first 2 hours of the show due to my schedule. I just wanted to send this along and tell you how much I appreciate the podcast. Well, thank you, Todd. Got another one here. From Amanda. Amanda says, just want to email and say how much I enjoy your show. Also want to give all of you a big thank you. Although our first responders, medical personnel, grocery store clerks, postal carriers, and other essential people are important in these trying times, you deserve credit as well. Keeping us entertained and feeling emotionally positive go a long way in helping with recovery and dealing with these unfortunate and horrible situations. Thank you for being there and keep up the great work. Amanda in Mississippi.
Tell her I said thank you.
Blowing out your power.
Thank you. See, we are essential. Amanda said so.
But you just found out tax day was postponed.
Oh, by the way, I was going to say something to y'all about that. Yesterday, y'all said, okay, it was April.
Is this the whole Bewitched thing again?
No.
We'll get back to that later.
Actually, Wednesday was April the 15th. And said, yeah, realize you do not have to have your taxes in April 15th. Y'all said July, and then I heard it was June.
No, it's July.
It's July.
Oh, is that right?
Wait, yeah. Let me ask this. Who'd you hear June from?
I heard some other idiot on the radio.
Oh, well, see, there's your problem.
And you know, they say the same thing about you. I heard some idiot say the Bewitched game first.
So, all right, you sure? So, all right, you got 3 months to get your taxes in.
Yes, but you should file sooner.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, okay. The IRS isn't just saying, you know, just take your time. Whenever you get it, it's fine. Right.
Okay.
But, we know you're good for it. No, they don't say things like that. Right.
Yeah. All right, so we're all good.
Right.
All right, good. Glad to help. See, Amanda was right. Mm-hmm. We are essential. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we'll play John Boy Jeopardy. Go, do we get a winner? And a winner gets some mechanic in a bottle prize pack. Don't spend hundreds of dollars on new equipment or repairs. Get mechanic in a bottle, the $5 engine fix. Available at Home Depot, Walmart, Tractor Supply, and lawn and garden retailers nationwide. Guaranteed, are your money back. Hang on, we'll play in minutes. First, a Friday morning song, yeah.
Work, 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 work. Hello, boys. Have a good night's rest. I missed you.
You're young and you've got your hair. What do you want with the job?
You know, there are people in this world that don't have to put up with all this.
Shut your pie hole. We're working here.
7 years of college down the drain.
I hate this job. I hate this damn job and I don't need it.
Skills.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
The workers in all magical industries, both evil and benign. Are you feeling at all degraded or oppressed?
A little. Well, we don't even have dental.
Are you coming down into the pit?
You know how much I love watching you work, but I've got my country's 500th anniversary to plan, my wedding to arrange, my wife to murder, and Gilda to frame for it. I'm swamped.
Where do you work?
In a tech.
What do you do there?
I sit in a cubicle, but I really don't like it.
So you're gonna quit?
Nah. I'm just gonna stop going.
Won't you get fired?
I don't know.
So are you gonna get another job?
I don't think I'd like another job.
Well, what are you gonna do about money and bills and...
You know, I've never really liked paying bills. I don't think I'm gonna do that either.
Okay.
Go ahead and come in tomorrow. So if you could be here around 9, that would be great. Okay?
Mr. Wonka, I don't know if you remember me, but I used to work here in the factory.
Were you one of those despicable spies who every day tried to steal my life's work and sell it to those parasitic copycat candy-making cats?
No, sir.
Wonderful. Welcome back.
Oh, and I almost forgot. I'm also going to need you to go ahead and come in on Sunday, too, okay?
I studied on killing you.
Thanks.
I studied about it quite a bit.
That would be great. Okay?
on Monday and you're not feeling real well, does anyone ever say to you,
sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays?
No, man. I believe you get your ass kicked saying something like that, man.
Calm down. I am calm. What is it with you people?
You people.
I don't mean you people. I mean you people.
I will not tolerate any racist behavior.
I'm not a racist.
I'm only going to say this one more time. Calm down.
I'm calm!
I'm as proud as hell, but I'm not going to take this anymore.
Lighten up, Francis.
Had a girl
on the drum there. The scoochie butt across the carpet, Pearl, whatever makes you happy on your Friday morning.
I thought you was going to say that to Marcy. They're meeting with HR.
No.
Pearl is wound up today.
She is
wound up. She is.
Marcy, she has had it with you for some reason. She really has.
I know.
She
is. Yelling at Taylor.
I don't know what you're doing, but you're really letting her down at this point.
All right. Let's review yesterday's John Boy Jeopardy question in case you missed it. Nowadays, this organization is more well-known for what they sell and what they do with the money. But it wasn't always that way. For their first 20 years, they raised money selling chickens and knitted items.
The Girl Scouts.
The Girl Scouts. It was not knit filet, as you guess. Or,
no. And one of it wasn't guys chickens guessed, running around in sweaters. No.
The Colonel with Kentucky Fried Chicken. Yeah. All right. Here we go. Today's John Boy Jeopardy. According to the specifications on file, this patented item is 35 feet around its middle, 3 feet wide at the mouth, has 25 windows, weighs more than 450,000 pounds, and is modeled after its designer's mother.
Ah, what is the Oprah Mobile?
Wow. Thank you.
What y'all got? 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line across America. That's a hint. We play John Boy Jeopardy next. Good Friday morning. It's a big show on the radio. Yeah, maybe this our video of the day is what's got Pearl wound up this morning. The video, this dog has perfected the most painful way to go downstairs. See for yourself. Make you guys wince. It's right there at thebigshow.com. 30 minutes away. Brand new script in the Playhouse for right now. Let's play.
Yes, live across America, it's John Boy Jeopardy. And now, a man who's been Friday'd up since lunchtime on Wednesday, he's John Boy.
Yeah, thank you. Let's say hey to Cole out of Cleveland, Tennessee. Good morning, Cole.
Morning, John Boy.
Good morning. All right, Cole, you first up. Let's see what you got. According to the specifications on file, this patented item is 35 feet round around its middle, 35 feet around its middle, okay, 3 feet wide at the mouth, has 25 windows, weighs more than 450,000 pounds, and is modeled after its designer's mother. What have you got?
Is it a school bus?
A school bus? Oh, that's an interesting guess. Well, Mama looked like a bus. Maybe it was Jerome Bettis, the bus from the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I like how he paused and replayed the question in his own head.
Yeah.
Great timing.
Well, Cole, we appreciate you playing, buddy. You have a great day.
You too.
All right, man. Let's go to Todd up in Bedford, Virginia. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, John Boy.
Good morning, buddy. All right. Well, we know it's not a school bus. Make any sense at all. What do you think? What are we talking about, Todd?
Statue of Liberty.
The Statue of Liberty.
Southern
is set. That's the way to figure it out. Good work. By the way, never knew that was patented.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
So you can't have them popping up around America.
No. You wouldn't want them going up in Vegas and places like that.
Hey, you got my grandkids all excited.
He said you got his grandkids all excited.
Oh, good.
Grandpa.
Well, Todd, you hang on. Jackie's going to hook you up with a prize pack.
All right, thank you.
All right, mate. Bottom of the hour, time of the top of your news. Right on the other side, it's important to be happy, boys. Big Show on the radio. Everyone hanging around the house doing some cooking. I'll be able to cooking more than usual. You need your John Boy Billy Grilling sauce? We can hook you up. You're all the cook doing at BigShowFoods.com. All of our sauces and our rubs delivered right to your door.
Sanitized for your protection.
Absolutely. All right. Yeah, we happy, boys. Hit it.
I was walking down the street on a sunny day. Hubba, 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 hubba. A feeling in my bones says I have my way. Hubba, 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 hubba. Oh, I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, ain't it good when things are going your way? Hey, hey. Yeah, my little dog Spot got hit by a car. Hubba, 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 hubba. Put his guts in a box and put him in a drawer. Hubba, 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 hubba. Oh, I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, ain't it good when things are going your way? Hey, hey. Well, I forgot all about it for a month and a half. Hubba, 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 hubba. I looked in the drawer and started to laugh. Hubba, 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 hubba. 'Cause I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, ain't it good when things are going your way? Hey, hey.
Good Friday morning. It's a big show on the radio. Appreciate you being with us this morning. Have some fun here. We'll catch up with our buddy, comedian Greg Warren, from his home in St. Louis. These comedians sequestered. They need an audience, and we'll be one here. Giving up. All right. Now we ready to act there. Right on, Sam, Jackie. All right. Action.
Welcome to John Boy and Billy Playhouse. Today's episode, Ricky B's Camo Birthday. As our story opens, Ricky B. Sharp strolls into the family kitchen on a very special day.
Let me ride that donkey, donkey. Let me ride that donkey, donkey. Let me ride that donkey, donkey. Please. Please.
Wait, morning, sweetie.
Good morning to you, too. And happy birthday.
Oh, thanks. Something in here smells delicious.
Yeah, I'm making all your favorites. Got your scrambled eggs, homemade pancakes, thick-cut bacon, cheese and grits, and my own special homestyle version of Waffle House hash browns, scattered, smothered, and chunked.
Oh, ain't you sweet.
And your other present is sitting over there on the counter.
Oh, looky here. Fancy Bass Pro Shop wrapping paper and everything.
Okay, open it up. Oh, I think you're gonna like it.
Let's see what we got here. Wow. A mossy oak camo pattern toilet seat?
And not just any pattern. That right there is called Obsession.
No.
Bass Pro Shop says it's the top-rated camo pattern in the country right now. And I figured Dothan's most beloved fast food mascot ought not settle for less.
Oh, I wish my hunting trip didn't get postponed because of this dadgum pandemic. But don't you worry. I'm going to give this here toilet seat a place of honor in the Pizza Run hunting cabin as soon as this old lockdown's over.
Honey, that ain't for the cabin. It's for the master bathroom.
What? You bought me a mossy oak camo toilet seat for here at the house? Oh, let me guess. You did it to remind me I've got something to look forward to.
No, I did it so you'll finally have an excuse when you miss the toilet.
Son of a...
We hope you've enjoyed John Boy and Billy Playhouse.
Next time I'm missing on purpose.
Tune in again next time when we'll hear the crusty old delivery guy from Bass Pro Shop say,
"Hey, big man, let me hold a dollar."
Yeah, beep, beep, beep.
Nailed it.
Good morning. The Big Show is on the radio. Hang over your local news, weather, and sports.
This is His Royal Majesty King Vidor, slayer of the Visigoths, destroyer of the Mongol, and aggravator of the Ottoman Empire. You're listening to my two royal jesters, those gap-toothed barbarians, John Boy and Billy, on Ye Old Big Show. Arise, Sir Lord of Beef! Arise, Duke of Ellington! Arise, Water of Ten! Essence of Myrrh! Milk of Magnesia!
Good morning, it's the Big Show on the radio for you Friday morning. Here we are about only halfway done, still a couple hours to go. We'll catch up with our buddy Greg Warren in just a couple of minutes. And Tom Sorensen, our Friday morning quarterback. We'll talk a little sports before we get out of here. NFL draft is on for next week. I'm just waiting for some sporting events, man, to get back going here. I mean, we can do without fans. Randy, you were thinking about that, buddy.
From the first time that they canceled, because I've been in a position that I've had to buy event insurance for events that we've done.
Right.
And the first thing that hit my head was, like, I wonder if, like in NASCAR, when they canceled the NASCAR events, with ticket sales being, what they are. Yeah. I mean, let's be honest, they're not as good as they once were. So when they canceled the event, I would assume they have some sort of insurance in place, event insurance.
You would think.
That would cover that. And they may have made more money by not doing the event than having the event. Oh. Now,
so you think that's true, like with the NBA, whether they do it without the crowds? I mean, because you talk about NBA, NFL, whatever you're talking about,
I have heard about is Wimbledon has been buying something that covers pandemic-type stuff. They've been buying a policy for like 17 years.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And this is the first time they've canceled Wimbledon since World War II, and they said it was going to be something like $141 million payout, and they said that will get them about half of what they expected to lose because they had to cancel Wimbledon.
Yeah, there's no denying. I mean, a large amount of money is made at a sporting event at the actual facility. I mean, there's ticket sales, there's concessions, beers, all these things. You add all that up, it's got to be a lot of money. Now, I also understand that there's the television rights. But I imagine when you have event insurance, you would cover the income you would make from the television rights as well. I don't know.
They have an argument about, we had it and it was on TV when there. It's not the same experience because the stands were empty.
And that's why I think you don't do it without the fans, because now you're having the event. You lose your availability to file a claim, I think. I don't know. I'm just kind of looking at it from, wow, that might be a side of the follow the money part that you know that that Terry Hansen always taught us. You know, so it's at least a possibility. But the other side of that coin is, let's say you're an event like the Speedway, any Speedway, and you cancel, you decide, well, I'm going to have the event with fans. Well, now you got liability.
Yeah, that's true.
And liability insurance has a whole different set of parameters. Even if you said we're going to have it without the fans, there's still liability involvement because of your staffing and because of the participants.
There
in
will
the
still
sport.
Be people there.
Yeah, so I think at some point the lawyers had to sit down and analyze both sides of the policies. You know, the liability insurance and the event insurance, and decide which one was more profitable. Or more.
Sure is a lot risky. More going into it. I just want to watch a game on TV.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, sure is.
No, I read something about, it was talking about the NBA, the idea that they were floating about, maybe we have an abbreviated series all in one location, and you just bring the teams in and sequester them while it's going on. And they're talking about all the people that would be involved in that, the people that would, you know, provide the food and the transportation from wherever they're staying to the stadium. It was just a huge undertaking.
Yeah. You'd have to everybody would have to sign a, you know, a hold harmless, but even that doesn't 100% protect.
There are a lot of moving parts in any kind of event like that.
Interestingly, the state of Florida, the governor of Florida has deemed wrestling necessary.
Yeah, WWE.
Yeah, WWE can it's an essential product in the state of Florida, but they're doing it without fans present.
Well, they have been on a couple of the shows, and it's just, I mean, you want to talk about the way the fans add to an event.
Sure, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's totally different.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like watching dress rehearsal.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
It's ridiculous. I mean, it's very upsetting. I just go back to watch.
Otherwise, it's like Happy Gilmore, and you got one guy in the stands going, "Jackass!"
Yeah. Right.
I don't want to call it like the dirty secret of behind the scenes or whatever, but I mean, I would like to know the math.
Uh-huh. You know? All right, well, get to work on that.
Yeah, they're not going to tell me.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, the easiest way for you to win the current events quiz. Take C, get a Haybo Outdoors prize pack. Fishing, hunting, or anything outdoors, Haybo has you covered for every season. Live, work, and play outdoors. Go to thebigshow.com, click on the Haybo banner for dealer info, or enter code JBB and get 20% off when you shop online. Well, y'all, last week we reported, sadly, our good buddy comedian Vic Henley suddenly passed away up in Manhattan. Y'all fellas been listening to The Big Show for a while, you know. Oh, yeah. You know Vic for a long time.
And a long-time friend of the show. He's been around with us for years and years.
And a friend of another friend of The Big Show, Greg Warren, of course. And Greg's on the line with us right now. Good morning, Greg.
It's
C. Not yet.
Very good. I'm sorry.
Did I jump the gun on that?
Yeah,
one?
A little bit. Yeah, yeah.
Sorry. Damn it. I was going to get it this time.
So, Greg, are you sheltered in place in St. Louis, or where are you living now, buddy?
I'm in St. Louis. Yeah, I am. I'm all sheltered up, man. I had a little health scare last week. I keep leaving the dishwasher door down, and I've hit my shins against it like 30 times.
Oh, that's rough.
I'm not used to being home this much. I'm traveling usually, and I'm cooking a lot and cleaning, and I smashed my shin about 45 times. It might eventually kill me.
That's a stay-at-home thing and working for
it's been I'm doing fine, man. It's pretty easy on me. I mean, somebody out there is teaching middle school band over the internet.
Right, yeah. Right.
And so I'm doing just fine. Yeah. Yeah. That's it. Terrible about Vic, man. It was a big surprise. I love that guy. He was one of the most positive people that I ever met. He was one of the first guys I got to work with. When I was coming up in Cincinnati, I was living there selling Pringles for a living, and one of the first gigs I got to do some corporate gig with Henley. Wow. I was opening for him, and we were eating like kings. They were feeding us lobster and stuff, and Vic was like, "Hey, buddy, just so you know, it's not like this."
Wow, how about that? Now, I knew y'all went back a long way, but he was maybe kind of even like a mentor for you.
he never said anything really bad about anybody, and it was always a party when you were around him. Like you were always going to have a good time. And some of the jokes, man, I was trying to remember some of my favorite stuff. I think one of my favorites was I don't remember all of it, but he talked about listening to sports radio in the South.
Right.
He was driving around to gigs, and he said that the NASCAR fans, they would just call up and they'd go, "Six!" And then they'd hang the phone up.
Yep. It's still like that.
That's Earnhardt's number. The guys in the Midwest, they have like an hour-long commentary about baseball. They just talk and they go, "Sick!" And then they'd hang up the phone. That's so bad. Other story, you know, Vic was all about Auburn. And his brother, Terry, I guess, was a pretty big-time player at Auburn.
Oh, yeah. He sure was.
Yeah. Running back or something?
Yeah.
I think. And he, Vic told me, I guess he has one niece. He told me the story when we were doing a couple of gigs in John Boy and Billy Markets. It was me and him and Killer Bees and Tim Wilson, who also was the guy that I love that's gone. So he's telling us the story. I guess he's got a niece that went to Alabama, and it's his only niece. It's Terry's only niece. And his only niece calls him up and says, "Uncle Terry, my friends and I want to go to the Auburn Alabama game. Can I get 3 tickets?" And he goes, "I don't give tickets to Alabama fans." And he hung up the phone. Yep. He never gave him the tickets. His only niece.
That's right. And I remember telling I think it was last year or so when he went down to the Auburn Alabama game and took his mama to the game. That was a big time. But yeah.
How are you guys doing, man?
Man, we're doing all right, Greg. Yeah. You know, we're still quote essential. Since we're the media, so we got our FEMA passes, so we can come to work.
You see, even we don't believe it.
I don't know what the quote is, man. Of course you're essential. What makes me angry is I do get out and walk, and I see all these signs in people's yards. Thank you, healthcare workers. Thank you, grocery workers. I didn't see one. Thank you, John Boy and Billy.
Well, they're putting them on our wall. So.
Slap in the face, man.
Well, my buddy, you might have met Joe Butler. He comes up to eat with us every Tuesday, at least until the lockdown. But
if you've been here on Tuesday where there's food, you've met him. Yeah.
I met him.
But Butler delivers Domino's pizzas, and he is essential too.
Yeah.
So.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, man. A little bit of a different world, man.
It's a lot different.
Yeah, people's idea of what essential is going to change when all this is
over. People who would bring food to your house are essential.
Speaking of Domino's and the way they're delivering, it's touchless. You know, I don't know if you've ordered Domino's since all this happened, but yeah, I guess you have.
You think? Maddie, planning a Domino 3 times a week.
But I find it's just a little bit funny because I've got security cameras up so I can watch for them to pull up. So I don't, but they'll come up and drop it and leave it on the porch. But then they go back up at their car and just kind of put their hands on their hips and stand there and wait for you to get it. I don't know if that's part of the rules or whatever, but it just looks a little. So I let them go just a little bit longer than you, just for the timing.
Don't be messing with essential workers, Randy. Hey, our listeners, you can check out Greg's website, gregwarrencomedy.com. Are you doing anything online, Greg? I mean, it's kind of tough for a comedian to do stuff without an audience, you know?
Yeah. I mean, there's some nights when it's been tough for me with an audience.
I think I saw that show.
Yeah, a lot of people did. No, I mean, I haven't. I just think it's sort of a... I hope I don't resort to doing that, but there's a lot of things that I've said.
Well, here's something I don't think anybody else has thought of. Have you thought of starting a podcast?
I did start one. I swear to you guys, I did. But We were starting it way before this stuff. It finally launched. It was my buddy who I brought in two years ago, my buddy Brendan Ayer. We're doing a podcast. It's a weekly review of the New York Times crossword puzzle. I can tell you guys right on that one. I swear it's funny. It's good.
It sounds like you were ahead of your time.
Yeah.
Now it'll be hot.
Yeah. I for the last few years, you know, my social life hadn't been probably what it should be. So I got into doing crossword puzzles. The New York Times is the standard. It's hard. You ever done any of them?
I've never done it, but no, I know it's extremely hard.
Surprise!
Yeah. Well, I was thinking about starting one of those word jumble podcasts for John Boy, but the way it works is it starts on Monday and it gets harder every day of the week. So usually right around like, Tuesday, I'm out. I'm like, I can't do this. And they it keeps track. I do it on an app, and it keeps track of how long it takes you to finish the puzzle. No. And I do them at night a lot. Sometimes I'll fall asleep while I'm doing the puzzle, but that timer's still going. You know,
right.
So to the people of the New York Times, it looks like, wow, there's this guy in St. Louis that is stupid, and this guy, he's gone. He's gone like 6 hours and he's got two words and four S's. This guy is the dumbest. But he's still trying. Look at him. He won't give up. This guy's like the Rudy of crossword puzzles. it's supposed to make you smarter. It really is. It's supposed to do something with your brain chemistry, I guess. And, but if you were ever to hear the thoughts in my head while I was attempting to solve a crossword puzzle, it's the opposite of smart. It would sound like, oh, boy. It's boy. I got it. Yeah, boy. Yeah. Boy. Just picked that one. So, we got a podcast called One Down. I'm pretty proud of it.
All right. Y'all check that out. All right, Greg, we appreciate it, man. Let's check in with you, see how long this goes on, buddy, while you're there. Don't forget to put the dishwasher up and quit hitting your shins, and maybe get out of your house alive when we're all right.
And drive by Hanson's house and blow the horn for us.
Right.
Man, I didn't even know he was here. That's who I called. When I heard about Vic, because I wanted to make sure you guys knew.
Right.
And he's like, hey, the guy was holding out on me. He's living like 5 miles down the road from me.
Is that right?
Now there's a podcast.
You know what? That's a great idea, man.
Absolutely.
Me annoying Hanson.
Right.
That would be
good. Yeah. Right. Let us know when it's ready. I'll sign up right now.
All right, Greg. We appreciate you, buddy.
All right. I love you guys, man.
Thanks, Greg.
All right. Hope to see you real soon, all man. Right. Y'all check Greg's website out there, gregwarrencomedy.com, and One Down, his podcast.
Don't all you right.
Yeah. Like that, Greg. All right, Dale, let's play this current events quiz. Bidley, what are we dealing with?
As the worldwide lockdown on people continues, nature reasserts its authority in a small town in Wales.
All right, 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line across America. Take C and win. We play next. Good Friday morning. The Big Show's on our radio. Video today. Well, this dog's got the most painful way to go downstairs. Makes me hurt, man. Y'all check it out at thebigshow.com. All right. And right now, we ready, girl?
Ready? Okay. Comb your hair and take the whiz. It's time for the current events quiz.
Let's say hey to Marty from Florence, South Carolina. Good morning, Marty.
Good morning, guys. How are y'all today? Hey,
man, we are doing all right. Hope you are. Everything all right down in Florence? Bye.
Oh, yes, sir. Well, on this fine Friday. Yes, sir.
So, man, I go down across the state line when I'm heading to the farm, man. I tell you what, y'all, South Carolina is moving around. But you're in the cars. We're just getting out driving.
That's right.
Nothing wrong with that.
All
right, Marty. Well, listen to Bedley and win this prize package.
Well, a seaside tourist village in the country of Wales has been taken over by an occupying army of goats. With the country on lockdown due to the coronavirus pandemic, a herd of Kashmiri mountain goats who live in the nearby hills has ventured down into the middle of town. They've been spending their days just kind of wandering around, checking out the local attractions. Pictures of the goats are getting lots of attention on Twitter. A local hotel tweeted that the goats are very well behaved so far. Among other goat-related tweets, A local restaurant calls it a delightfully unexpected surprise. B, the mayor reminded the goats to travel in groups smaller than 10. Or C, one of the goats said, a lovely place, will definitely be back next year.
What'd you got, Marty?
Let me see.
There you go.
Good work, yeah. Greg Warren was trying to win your prize package a few minutes ago, but you did it, Marty. And that family-owned business from South Carolina, Haybo Outdoors. We're going to hook you up with a bunch of Haybo stuff for you.
Awesome, man. Awesome. Thank you all very much.
All right, Marty. Be safe. Have a great day. Hang on. Jump out, catch you up on your news right on the other side. Our time capsule for this April 17th. Hang on for life.
This is the award-winning John Boy and Billy Big Show. The South's number one export.
It is time for Oliver.
Well, well, well. You know, there's an old saying that some people are dog people and some people are cat people. I'm proud to say I'm a dog people. Meet Bluto, my English bulldog. He's like a second child to me. My wife says I spoil him, but I don't think so. Little rain booties isn't spoiling him, it's common sense. I just think of myself as a caring, responsible pet owner, even if it means I have to go without. Let me preach on it. Bluto sleeps about 15 hours a day. He lounges wherever he pleases, enjoying a variety of luxurious places to sleep. He really enjoyed the expensive memory foam bed I got him. Judging from how much of it he ate, I'd say it was delicious. I sleep about 6 hours a night on a lumpy hand-me-down mattress next to my lumpy hand-me-down wife. Oh, she's been married before. Bluto has the best veterinary care available. He goes in once a year for a checkup or whenever the need arises. Being English, his teeth are always a concern. So he gets a visit to the doggy dentist on a regular basis. He doesn't have insurance, so it all comes out of his master's pocket. I only go to the doctor when I can't stop the bleeding on my own. I'll let that one sink in for a minute. A little sip of coffee and on we go. Page 2. Bluto eats whenever he likes. His meals are as good a quality as his master's budget allows. Suffice to say, he eats like a king. He even has dishes with his name on it that get washed after each meal. To make sure his nutritional needs are met, I'm happy to settle for a little less. I'm very content with ramen noodles. You know, if you cut up Spam in it, it's like a redneck lo mein. I'm more than happy to take time out of my day to take Bluto out to do his business. Afterwards, I have to clean up after him. I spend a few minutes behind a pooper scooper patrolling the brown zone. Mm. As for me, if I run out of toilet paper, I have to hope there's an old sock within reach. Oh. And I'm wearing one right now. Probably ought to wash them first. Sometimes I have to be a stern parent and punish Bluto when he's been bad. If he shreds the newspaper or tears up a sofa pillow, he gets a tap with a rolled up newspaper. And you know what? He couldn't care less. And it's still up to me to clean up after him. Now, if I make a mess, my wife hits me with a rolled up newspaper. And then I have to clean myself up. If I'm really bad, she makes me spend time with her damn family. So with all that knowledge, I started adding things up. Let's see here. Bluto lives in a nice neighborhood in a house bigger than he needs, and it's all rent-free. He spends all day sitting on his big old bulldog butt doing nothing to earn his keep. All his medical and living expenses are picked up by someone he's not even related to. He doesn't do jack squat, and all his costs are covered by someone who goes out and earns a living every day. That's when it hit me like a ton of bricks. Holy crap, my dog is a Democrat. But at least he has a birth certificate.
John Boy and Billy.
Better slow that car down, you crazy. This is a neighborhood. This ain't no residential district.
Morning radio done right.
Good morning. It's a big show on the radio. Well, as the saying goes, there's always something exciting happening in dismal seepage, South Carolina. And here to tell us about it is the mayor himself, the Honorable Merwin Koo Fiddleswoop. Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Good morning, John Boy and Billy, and all your wonderful listeners.
It's been a while since we heard from you, Mayor.
Yeah, sorry about that. I've just been so busy.
Really?
No, I just dropped the ball. But believe me, this will make up for everything. I'm proud to announce that Dismal Seepage has landed its very first championship sports tournament.
Wow, that's amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you, John Boy. It's taken quite a while to iron out all the details, but now we're ready to go, and it all starts this weekend.
All right. So what is it? Basketball? Volleyball?
Oh, even better. Women's roller derby.
Mm.
A whole weekend of banked turns and floor burns, swinging fists and surprising twists, throwing fits and punches.
Yeah, I'll get the picture. Listen, I don't mean to throw cold water on your plans, Mayor, but I thought there was a ban on sporting events.
I'm way ahead of you. We'll be streaming it live.
Ah, the old technology loophole. But what about the skaters?
Well, they'll all be wearing CDC-approved masks, and from some of their publicity shots I've seen, it's probably a good thing.
What brought all this on?
Well, not to brag, John Boy, but I'm quite the connoisseur of roller derby. I go all the way back to the days of the L.A. Thunderbirds and Bay City Bombers. In fact, I dated a roller derby player in the 60s.
Wow, the 60s. You do go way back.
Oh, no, it was only about 20 years ago. She was in the 60s. You know, I've always been attracted to older women, especially ones on roller skates. You know, when she gets drunk, you can just pull her to the car without having to carry her.
Well, have we ever heard of her? What was her name?
Well, she skated under the name Denise the Kraken.
Doesn't ring a bell. What was her real name?
Hell, I don't know. I was starstruck. And you will be, too, at the Big Dismal Seepage Roller Derby Tournament, featuring teams like the Booty Scooters, Hissin' Kittens, the Thunder Grundles, the Blocker Moms, the Hell No Kitties, the Roly Holers. Oh, I just got that one. The Beverly Killbillies, the Purple Nurples, the Russian Roulettes, and, of course, the Dismal Seepage home team of the Hurricanes. This is going to blow the doors off the Sheb Woolley Sports Complex.
Well, it is. It sounds very exciting.
Oh, there's going to be plenty of exciting things happening this weekend, John Boy. We'll take a break in the middle of the tournament on Saturday night for a long-awaited match race between two bitter rivals. On one side is the pariah in a pantsuit, Artillery Clinton. And on the other is the Alaskan bombshell Sarah Impalin. They'll be joined at the wrist by a 6-foot length of chain, and the first one to drag the other one around the track wins.
Wow, that sounds brutal.
Yeah, brutal and hot.
Well, are the teams going to want to compete in front of all those empty seats?
Well, the NBA's been doing it for years. They seem fine with it. And there's going to be a very special attraction. The Killer Gardeners, a professional kids roller team, will face off against the rookie team of the Pee Wee Wheelers. It's the classic David versus Goliath matchup, a real crash course in roller derby, no pun intended.
Wait a minute, is that safe?
That's a great question, John Boy. We'll also have a special exhibition of, we'll have a special exhibition of vintage players from the golden era.
Well, older women on skates?
Yeah, well, sort of. They'll be on Rascals. It's more like an open-air demolition derby. Zipping around that track at 3 miles an hour, swapping paint and kicking taint. With a special appearance, by the way, by my former sweetheart, Denise the Kraken.
You know what I think? I think this whole thing is just an excuse to see your old girlfriend.
So be sure to tune in to the Dismal Seepage Women's Roller Derby Tournament this weekend. And, by the way, if the Rascals are rocking, don't come a-knocking.
Good morning to Big Show's on the radio. And more Big Show right around the corner.
Hey, bro. This is Kujigaya Yaki Soda. We are the communication magnate and millionaire Japanese businessman. I also John Boy and Beery's boss. It's your last warning. I order you, listen to Big Show. You better ask Cookie Boy or else no more Big Show. And somebody please tell Marcy Milan to get a freaking haircut. John Boy, stop. Do something for a living. Don't sit over there all time. John Boy sit in front of the microphone. Ha, 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 ha. That's all he do. Beery, the only smart one. He over there at computer go typey, 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 typey. He don't want to write all joke. Hello, Jackie.
It's a Big Show on the radio for you Friday morning. And we want to thank Bojangles for breakfast this morning. They got a Bojangles near you. Drive-through is open. And we'll give Big Show a shout-out to location 8720 Pineville Matthews Road, Charlotte, North Carolina. And their essential workers, Jay, Destiny, Liz, Chanta, Claudia, Gary, and Tyvee. There you go. Hooking us up, man. They serve breakfast and the biscuits all day long. Bojangles. Good crew, man. And thanks for sliding me some fried chicken on the side there, too, man. All right. Final hour of the Big Show to go. Let's kick it off and keep going. Still wordy word to play. Last chance to join the winners this week. It's the Big Show. Rolls on. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we're going to play Wordy Word. The winner gets a mechanic in a bottle prize pack. Don't spend hundreds of dollars on new equipment or repairs. Get mechanic in a bottle, the $5 engine fix. Available at Home Depot, Walmart, Tractor Supply, and lawn and garden retailers nationwide. Guaranteed, or your money back. Well, the new movie's coming out. They're just streaming. We found out about one we was talking about earlier, but the movie theaters are closed. But boy, can't wait till they open. Listen to what we got here.
A chance meeting on a city street.
Julie?
Hey, Dave. Been a long time.
Wow, you look great. You want to grab some coffee?
Why not?
Old friends rediscover feelings from the past.
What happened to us anyway?
Yeah, listen, it was really great to see you, but I kind of have to run.
But sometimes the past should stay buried.
Dave? Call me.
I don't think that's such a good idea.
Because sometimes the past is a dangerous thing. Especially when it involves things that could threaten the present. Like a secret government project that's been going on for over 60 years.
Whoa, easy there, Lucky.
A project directed from the highest levels of the United States government.
You might want to lighten up on the spoilers there, Chief.
A hidden council that secretly moves the levers of power around the world.
Wow, is he going to give away the whole movie?
It's starting to sound that way.
A project that stretches from Moscow.
What? I did not know we would be part of this trailer.
To Beijing.
Announce a man about to give away essential plot detail.
To a race of alien beings that walk among us.
Well, there it is. He gave away the big twist.
A B-list TV actor, inexplicably given a chance at big screen success in a role clearly intended for a bigger name.
What?
A fading actress, desperate for one last shot at stardom.
Fading actress? Son of a...
That's it, pal. Come out of there.
Passions rise. Tempers flare.
You're telling me you just ruined the whole movie.
Who said I was fading? Who?
Hearts are filled with an uncontrollable rage.
Come out of that booth. I'll show you some uncontrollable rage.
Francis Ford Owensby presents A Violent Vision of a World Gone Wrong.
You ought to know you're the one that screwed it up. Now open this door.
The fire of white-hot anger rushes to an unforgettable violent climax.
Okay, jackass, this is what you get for ruining my career!
Revco Embassy presents Murder in Hollywood, rated R.
Weird twist. I like that. A little something different there. All right, y'all, you ready to play Wordy Word?
Yep.
Let's do it. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line. Get a couple contestants. Team up and play next. Good morning, it's a Big Show on the radio, rolling through you Friday. And a brand new video of the day, this dog has perfected the most painful way to go downstairs. Let's see if we sell. Randy even runs it back and had to watch it again there.
I want to see a video of him working on it before he perfected it.
Check it out at BigShow.com. Be taking the classic bit requests off the wall, coming up in minutes. But right now,
well, everybody's heard about the bird.
Let's play the wordy word and a wordy word. Let's meet our contestants. We got Patricia from Philippi, West Virginia. Good morning, Patricia.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we got John from Benton, Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Hey, how you doing?
All right. Well, welcome, y'all. John, you're on Team Tater and Randy. Patricia on the John Boy and Billy side. All right, we'll do two rounds. Good luck to y'all. Mr. Pillars got the word tablets here. So, John, you relax me and Patricia for the first 30 seconds. All right. All right, Patricia, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay, baby, here we go. Start the clock now. You breathe this. Another word.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Superhero Blank Gordon. He was real fast.
Fast.
Yes. All right. You are not sharp. You are.
Gull.
Yeah. Uh-huh. This is a bird at the ocean. A bird. At the... Yes. All right. The ABCs are also your.
Alphabet.
Yes.
There you go. All right. Yeah, put a five on the board.
The quiet voice in her head sounds like a man.
All right. Patricia, working it out. Oh, I did. We go into round one with John and Tater for first 30.
All right. All righty.
Okay. And go.
On our money, it says, in God we
trust.
You put this on, you sew with this. You put this on your thumb.
It's a thimble.
You eat this in the morning. It's not a donut, but it's like a New York. It looks like a donut, but it's not. Yeah. Something that stays this color all year long. It's a tree that stays color all year long.
Green.
Huh?
Green.
Yeah. Yeah. What? But it stays for blank. What? It's a.
Okay. That's a good one to leave.
All right. Three on the board for John. 5-3. Patricia leads by two. And here we go into round two. Yeah. All right. Patricia and Billy, are you ready? Patricia?
Yeah.
Okay. Picking up on that last one. Go.
Tree that stays the same color all the year long is a what?
Evergreen.
There you go. If you want to guess something, you might get a blank from somebody to help you guess it.
Clue.
Another word for it. I'm gonna give you a blank so you can figure this out.
Yeah.
There you go. You play this instrument by humming into it. It looks like a little horn, but you hum into it.
Harmonica?
No.
All right. Put a two on the five, a total of seven for Patricia. So John and Randy.
Oh boy.
Four will tie, five will win. Are you ready, John?
Yeah, I'm ready. Let's go.
And picking up on that last one, go.
Okay, John. There you go. Thank you. All right. So this is the thing that you sew with. You have to have thread and
needle.
That's right. Ooh. And these are the little black things that that get on the dogs.
Ticks.
Close. And so these are the little. This is a vegetable. It's green and round. They come three in a pod.
Cabbage, lettuce.
No, small.
Peas,
yes.
And pay a four for a tie score. We go to overtime. All right. Prolonging the game here. Yeah, what are we on top of?
We're like four cabbages in a pod today.
Yeah,
we are.
All right, here we go. We got an extra 30 seconds to determine the winner. Patricia, you're up first. Who you want, me or Billy?
Billy.
All right. Ready, go.
When you pray, you get down on your what?
Knees.
Bam.
Yep, rhymes with it. It doesn't cost anything. It's absolutely
free.
Yep, she was Andy's housekeeper on Mayberry. She was related to him. Frances Bavier played this character. She lived in Andy's house.
Aunt May?
Yep, there you go. There you go. Rhymes with it. You might brew a cup of this with a little bag. Yep. Let's see. The sailors go out to what? Yes.
All right. Y'all put a five on the board for Patricia. So now, John, who do you want, Randy or Marcy?
Marcy. Give me
Marcy. All right. You got Tate. All right. You need five to force double overtime, six to win. Ready, go.
A pine is one of these. They're outside. They're tall. We get wood from them.
Trees.
Yes. You may cut your hair. A woman will cut her hair just at her forehead. It's called?
Ben.
If you live life well, you go up to?
The ladder.
No, you go up. A god is up in?
Heaven.
Yeah. If it's really old, like it is so old, they say, he.
Yeah.
Antique.
Not antique, but an old person. things. He said the buzzer.
Agent. Yeah,
I'm sorry,
we got
Bert.
That more. Patricia wins 5-4 in overtime. John Tater is taking it very bad. Yeah. Sorry for your loss, but you're eligible to play again anytime.
Oh, I'd love it anyway. I don't care.
Oh, there you go. John. There you go. Okay.
All right, John, you have a great day, man. Stay safe. Appreciate you, buddy. What?
No idea.
Okay. All right. Bye. Patricia, your prize pack head up Philippi, West Virginia. Good game. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Time for the classic bid request of the morning. We got here Landon Jones from Irvington, Georgia. Landon says, Cadbury goes duck hunting. Oh, yeah, good one. Cadbury and Ricky B. Sharp. And Randy, wonderful job producing this classic bit of the morning.
Yes, yes. Do you have any sound effects for someone getting raped by a duck? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm sure I can come up with something.
All right, well, good. It's coming up next. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Classic beer requests taken every weekday by this time. Go to thebigshow.com, choose the line, or go to the John Boy Miller Facebook page. Marcy checks. She opens it up every morning, looks carefully, and says, Landon Jones, Irvington, Georgia. It's your request. All right, we're ready. Well, boys, we finally made it. Here's the duck blind. Let's get settled in. Hey, I thought there were three of us.
Yes, he takes considerably smaller steps than we do, sir.
I heard that. You cherry pickers gotta walk so fast.
You know there's bears out here, right? You've nothing to fear, Mr. Sharp. I'm sure a mouse would be more filling.
Son of a...
Keep it down. You're gonna run the ducks off. Let's get in the blind.
Hey, this is a pretty sweet setup. It is quite cozy.
Yeah, but something's missing. Wait a second, where are the decoys?
Oh, way to go, Mr. French. Oh, no, I'm only here in my capacity as chauffeur and aide-de-camp to sir. I leave the details of the journey to you sportsmen.
Well, this is great.
Shall I venture back to the vehicle to retrieve the item, sir?
No, we'll just have to make do.
Without decoys? Dagnabbit, it's a wasted trip.
Maybe not. Look at this.
That's one of Miss Pearl's toys. Stuffed squeaky duck toy?
I got an idea.
What are you doing, sir?
Taking the stuffing out. Here, Ricky.
What am I supposed to do with this?
Put it on.
What? Oh, this is delicious.
Put it on and go out there and the ducks will come in to investigate.
Oh, no way. I got my dignity. You dress up like a slice of pizza for a living. All right, give it to me. A little tight. How do I look?
Adorable. Perfect. All right, now get out there and act like a duck.
I ain't got no waiters. Shall I cut two fingers off a rubber glove? I'm going.
Use your duck call.
I ain't got one.
Oh, brother. Well, do something.
Here, duck, duck, duck. Here, ducky, ducky, ducky.
No, quack, you idiot.
Quack. Quack. Quack, quack, quack.
I can't believe it. Look, holy crap, it's working. You're doing great. Keep it up.
Quack, quack, quack. Quack, quack, quack.
And this is why they call them setting ducks.
Sir, wait. Look.
I'm looking. I should be shooting.
No, sir. That's an extremely rare Harlequin merganser.
A what?
You can't shoot him, sir. He's extremely rare.
What's he doing?
Oh, dear. He must be a breeding male. And it appears he has eyes for our decoy. I think he wants me to lay an egg. Hey, damn it, I'm married.
feathers and give them a bite.
Ricky, get out of there.
I'm trying, but Daffy won't turn me loose.
Cadbury, do something.
I am, sir. I'm filming it on my phone. Don't shoot, sir. Don't shoot.
I can't shoot, Ricky. I might hit you.
Well, hell, it be burned. What's happening now?
What should we do, Cadbury?
Well, just wait, sir. I think he's almost finished.
Quit nibbling on my ear. I ain't do nothing for me.
Besides, it's nice to have one of these adventures where I'm not on the receiving end of the humiliation.
Put me down!
Oh, dear.
What?
Is that a bear?
I told you that bear's not here!
Hey, come on, you guys. Who's going to carry my stuff back to the truck?
Down, Yogi! Down! Down! No!
Good Friday morning. It's a big show on the radio. And yeah, we got our Friday morning quarterback, Tom Sorensen, with us. He is on the phone as we continue our anti-social distancing.
Well, you don't have to be anti-social about it.
That seems like we are. Hey, good morning, Tom.
I like that, man. It's first I heard that anti-social distancing. That's it's accurate, too, man.
Thank you very much. Hey, I miss you in here. I need your support.
Yeah, you just need to beat me in wordy word is what you need.
Yeah, we'll miss your wordy word too, buddy. But hopefully it won't be long before you get back in here and we can get on with our lives and get some sports action, man. So there was a little NFL stuff concerning our home team, Carolina Panthers, this week.
Yeah, they signed Christian McCaffrey, their 23-year-old running back, the biggest contract in league history for a running back. And, you know, running backs have been devalued. There probably won't be a running back selected in the round of next week's draft. But McCaffrey, the last two seasons, he set records for most receptions ever by a running back. So he's not just a running back. He's a receiver. He works hard. He's a nice guy. He's been raising money for first responders and health officials since the onset of coronavirus, and just he's a guy you want in your team and on your town. So I like that contract, which is going to run until he's 29 years old.
Wow.
23 now.
So he's 23 now, and it averages out to about $16 million a year. Now, Tom, he's on his last year going in here of his rookie contract. Is that correct? But then that's voided, and this new contract kicks in.
No, they're going to – he'll be under that contract for this coming season and the season after. And then the four-year contract kicks in after that. So it's not quite as much as it seems because he agreed to play two seasons under the initial contract.
Oh, okay. So the $16 million doesn't kick in for a couple of years.
Right. And so he's 23 now, and by the time it kicks in, he'll be 25. And then typically, running backs are used up by the time they're 30, and his contract will expire when he's 29.
You know, well, so he passed Ezekiel Elliott, the Dallas Cowboys, was the NFL's highest paid at $15 million a year, so McCaffrey beats that. And then Le'Veon Bell, who now runs for the Jets, is like about $14 million. So they'll still be the two highest paid for the next couple of years before Christian's kicks in, I guess.
Yeah, and you just like having him here. I mean, I thought it was cool. He's a musician in his spare time, and he put on a concert online, and all the money he made, all the contributions go to health officials. And I thought, you know, that's just a neat little thing to do. And he's that kind of guy.
So, man, well, you know, and a lot of people are saying so many touches. You know, he had the most touches in the NFL last year. Of course, he was first with scrimmage yards and scrimmage TDs. They're going to maybe back off a little bit, so he'll maybe have some longevity at that running back position, because like you said, man, the running backs get beat up pretty quick.
Yeah, and he has not missed a game in 3 years. He missed some snaps last year, one game. He did a flip to get into the end zone. He got hurt, and he was out for a couple of series. But otherwise, he has not missed a game. But I think what you'll see them do next year is use him even more as a receiver than he has been. And I think they'll just find ways to, you know, supplement him, to work other running backs in, and to throw more passes. And I think they'll do a lot of quick hitting passes to him. That was the new offensive coordinator, Joe Brady. That was his style at LSU. And I think you'll see him do the same thing with McCaffrey and the Panthers.
All right. Well, great guy. Glad he's going to be on the team. But one thing, Tom, I did hear this, that his agent has a history of getting his clients paid and then trading them. You think it's anything to that with the Panthers going to go ahead and get him locked up into this nice contract for him and then trade him? Maybe now you're saying, you know, it'll be 2 years before that kicks in, before the really big money kicks in.
I think what they need, the Panthers, is to have, you know, new regime, still a relatively new owner, new coach, new almost everything. And I think they need to retain one player that people have heard of. I mean, they got Cam Newton is gone, and Greg Olsen is gone, and pretty much Kuechly's gone. Everybody's gone. And this guy is the face of the franchise, and I think every team needs that. And I think they will hang on to McCaffrey.
All right, I'm with you, buddy. All right. What else been going on you been keeping up with in your world, bud?
It's funny. You got people now coming back and saying, all right, it's time to get back to business. Dana White, who runs the Ultimate Fighting Championship, says, you know, their big scheduled event, the next one is May 9th. He said that's going to go off as scheduled. And they're going to pick up their schedule from there. And the Golf Digest reports that the PGA schedule will resume on June 11th with a tournament in Fort Worth. And obviously they're moving things around, the PGA Championship, the Masters, things like that. But, they say that they're back to business. But there was a poll taken by the School of Business at Seton Hall. And they took a poll, and 72% of the respondents said they will not attend a sporting event until a vaccine has been developed.
Wow.
So you got some people ready to go back to work, and you got some people who are afraid to watch them go back to work.
About that. But then again, man, if they could just do it without the fans for a while, give us something to some sports to watch on TV, that'd be nice.
Give us the NFL draft, man. The draft is next week on Thursday. And they've been working, Microsoft has been working with the NFL, because the NFL, everybody's going to be connected on one site. And you can imagine if that site is hacked and you suddenly, the Panthers take in the first round a 400-pound guy from Elkhorn State. I mean, they got to make sure it's not hacked at all. And
right.
I can just see Marty Herney, the GM for the Panthers, is a friend. He is not a technological savvy guy. And I can just see him with a computer at the kitchen table. There's a box of Cheerios in the background, maybe a glass of scotch, and he spills it on his laptop. So they're doing all these. The NFL is trying to make it as safe as they can. So they're going to everybody's going to be connected by landlines as well as the computers. And they're having a test run before the draft. And they met with Microsoft officials, and they just want to make sure this thing goes. And some people have criticized the NFL for doing this, but, man, I don't see anything to criticize them for. They're doing it remotely. Goodell is going to be at his house. Nobody is going to be in a central location. And Ron Rivera, you know, the former Panthers coach, you've had him in the studio.
Oh, yeah.
And he's now the Redskins coach. He said he's going to just commandeer his daughter's workspace at their house, and he's going to do the draft from there. So I think you're going to see a lot of old guys who are not very computer savvy like me, as opposed to Randy. And I think you'll see them doing that, and hopefully it all goes on without a hitch. And you know what's cool, John Boy? Next Thursday, next Friday, next Saturday, we get to watch an actual sporting event go on live.
Yes, sir. Looking forward to that, man. Yes, sir. All right, Tom. Well, thank you, buddy. You have a great weekend. We'll catch up with you next week.
Anytime. Good talking to you guys.
Thank you. Bud. Thank you, man. All right, man. Let's get
BitBox is here. Download your favorite Big Show bits, 99 cents each, 15 for $9.99. Buy them once, play them anywhere. Find your faves at thebigshow.com. Anytime is a perfect time for John Boy and Billy Southern Sweet Tea, y'all. Stock up at Food Lion or your favorite store. Order JB&B Stuff by phone, 800-471-STUFF. Online services by animink.com.
All right, John Boy, Billy's Late Rises podcast hits about an hour and a half from right now. A great day, Saturday edition show. First thing on the morrow, right here.
We know the air is unfit to breathe and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad.
Oh, blow it out your heart.